Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at a Texas UFO Roundup. That's correct, a Texas UFO Roundup. Now, this is coming to us from UFOSightingsUSA.com, UFOSightingUSA.com. They do a great job of putting these reports together so that we can have a look at them here. I'll put the links at Ko-Fi and over at Locals, thanks to the people that support the program in those two spots, and also the folks that support on Spotify. Now, if you're listening on Spotify, be sure to hit the like, follow, subscribe button. Really helps the program and doesn't cost a dime. We're told that there have been 6,026 officially reported UFO sightings in Texas from 1969 to 2023. Texas ranks number 4 in the list of states with the most reported UFO sightings in the USA, but adjusted for population size, Texas ranks number 48 on the list of states with the most reported UFO sightings, with an average of 0.48 reports per 100,000 residents. So everything does seem to be bigger in Texas, except for the number of people per capita that report these things. Houston, Texas, it says, has 448 reports, Austin, 358, San Antonio, 293, Dallas, 238, and El Paso, 138. The most commonly reported UFO shape or appearance is a light, with 1,194 reports, or just under 20%. October is the month with the most reported UFO sightings, 680, that's just over 11%. Saturday is the weekday with the most reported UFO sightings, with 1,024, or just under 17% of total. July 12, 2014 is a single date with the most UFO sightings reported, 30, and that's a 0.5% of all total. 2008 is a year with the most UFO sightings reported at 367, that's about 6% of all total. And sightings occur more often during the night between the hours of 8 o'clock and midnight, just like all the other states. That's with about 44% of the total. Now, I found some really great reports here. People are giving us detailed reports, reports that have really impacted them. This first one comes from Houston, Texas. It says, unknown object flying low in residential neighborhood while observing a dog walking down Granite Street toward East Haven Boulevard. A large angular object entered my view and was approximately 10 feet off the road. It passed beneath a street light, had circles that gave it a gray molted appearance, and seemed to be approximately 16 feet in length. It had no lights, made no sounds, but startled the dog as it flew over the intersection. Wow, large angular object, it says, 10 foot off the road. It's not very high off. It says it passed beneath the street light. Wow, this thing is strange. Very, very strange. 16 foot long. This is a very low altitude UFO. It says UFO shaped diamond, duration 1.5 seconds. That's back on September 5th, 2023, 9:05 p.m. This next one's from The Colony, Texas. It says it was moving at approximately 10,000 to 15,000 feet at high speed with no wings, and it was climbing rapidly toward the northeast. I was in my backyard watering plants when I heard a large jet to my south banking toward the east. Living near DFW Airport and other smaller airports, I frequently looked up to identify aircraft. The aircraft I observed was a large U.S. Air Force or civilian cargo type aircraft, gray in color. I was trying to see the markings when I noticed another very large cigar shaped craft to my right, traveling at a high rate of speed with a climbing altitude. The cigar shaped craft did not appear to have wings or any stabilizing features for its flight. It was coming from the northwest, gaining altitude as it traversed. Despite living very close to the DFW airport, this did not resemble any aircraft I have witnessed in the past. Additionally, as a former military member trained to identify various aircraft as an anti-aircraft missile team chief, I would estimate the altitude at first sight to be 8,000 to 10,000 feet. As I continued to watch, it gained altitude until it vanished, covering several miles. Weather conditions were a clear sky with no clouds. The object made no sound as I observed it. I have no pictures and rely solely on my professional training to observe and identify aircraft. Date and time 9/2/23/8:22 a.m. UFO shaped cigar, duration approximately 2 minutes. That's a cool sighting, and I like it because the guy that spotted it tells us he was in charge of a missile team. I mean, if somebody can identify aircraft, that would be your guy. This is from Corpus Christi. It says, now there's a video with this one, and you can go to the Ko-Fi or the local site and link on there to see this. Pretty cool. It looks to me like a gray orb. It just flies across the sky at high speed. It's like a photobomb, this guy's geese pictures, or pelican pictures, I guess. He says, was filming slow motion videos of pelicans flying as the sun was rising. Reviewed the video later and could see multiple round objects flying at a very high rate of speed through my clips. At one point, looked like one flashed. It's dated 9/2/23, 8 a.m. UFO shaped orb lasted a few minutes. Yeah, you can see the video. It's a great video. He's got them circled in red there in a couple of frames too. Another orb sighting. This is from El Paso, Texas. It says, two lights resembling Mars and a smaller star appeared too close together. The larger one expanded and both lights disappeared instantly. Then five lights emerged. Initially, two lights resembled Mars and a star, with a larger iron reddish one to the right. However, I immediately noticed that the smaller star to the left was unusually close to the larger one compared to the typical appearance of Mars. Intrigued, I kept watching. Suddenly, the larger light on the right expanded into a large glowing light. I couldn't believe it. I started waking up my son, but he wasn't responding. Frantically, I told him, there is a real UFO, wake up. The two lights suddenly exited the atmosphere, pulling out extremely quickly backward. One light, similar to Mars and a smaller star, appeared too close together, and the larger one expanded before they disappeared instantly. Then a large, similar, beautiful glowing light appeared through the atmosphere to the right of where the previous two had been, but higher up. Another light of the same size followed to its left. Subsequently, more lights appeared, coming in at different times, but one after the other, until there were a total of five lights next to each other. It was a breathtaking sight, but also perplexing. Is this Armageddon, I wondered? Why is this happening right here? I looked at the cars in front of me, pondering what they might be thinking, but the situation got louder as I urgently tried to wake my son up. It felt serious. Goes on and says, suddenly the lights started disappearing instantly again. My son opened his eyes and claimed he saw the last one leave. This occurred on I-25 around mile marker 140, heading toward La Cruz, New Mexico from El Paso. I had just left El Paso and was not yet clear of the city on August 31st, 2023, my birthday. This is an experience I will never forget. The objects were lights that changed size with instant disappearance and reappearance. Truly beautiful. There were absolutely no aircraft in the vicinity, and the sky was clear with no clouds. I couldn't help but wonder if another country had advanced technology, possibly using reverse engineering on UFOs, posing a potential threat. What a trip. This experience was unlike anything else. Dated 8/31/23, 9:40 p.m. UFO shape changing. Says duration a couple minutes with disappearances and reappearances. Yeah, all kinds of weird stuff happening with these orbs. This is from Highland, Texas. It says, saw a orb flying pointed out by my sister-in-law. Joked around saying it was a UFO and that it will fade. It faded. This was my second UFO experience. My first was years ago. I was in middle school, so I don't know if it was really a UFO. But while we were in our pool talking during my daughter's birthday, my sister-in-law pointed at a light flying across at the speed of a plane and asked me if it was a shooting star or a plane. It was foggy, but I couldn't tell if there were clouds in the sky due to it being dark. I jokingly said it was a UFO and that it would disappear. Her and her friend's daughter and I just stared at it. It literally disappeared 3 seconds after saying that. We were freaking out and thought it just hid behind some clouds until it got bright again and her friend's daughter and I saw it separate! Exclamation point. My sister-in-law wasn't able to catch it, but her friend's daughter and I swear it separated into five orbs that only lasted half a second. This dated 8/26/23, 9:38 p.m. UFO shape orb lasted 15 seconds. That's something that we commonly hear about these things doing, separating into different orbs, just doing all kinds of weird, crazy stuff. This is from Sanger, Texas. It says, rectangle object traveling slow, 20 to 30 mile an hour, northeast, approximately 200 feet in air with no sound. While sitting in my backyard, I viewed a rectangular object of silver-gray color traveling from southwest to northeast at approximately 20 miles per hour, 200 feet in the air at 70 to 80 degrees with no sound. As it traveled away from me, it suddenly moved left to right multiple times in the blink of an eye, all the while still traveling in the northeast direction. This incident lasted approximately 15 to 20 seconds. I just love these rectangular objects. I kind of wish we could have had a little bit more description on the size of this thing. He does tell us it was traveling about 20, 30 miles an hour, 200 feet in the air. Very strange. That's Sanger, Texas. This next one is from Dickinson, Texas. It says, I observed a cone-shaped object with a light in the middle surrounded by red, blue, white, and possibly green lights. Subsequently, two bright disks with smoke trails appeared around 5:30 a.m. I noticed flashing, hovering lights. After a few minutes, I fetched my binoculars. I observed a cone-shaped object with two white lights in the middle, red, white, and blue, and possibly green lights around it, forming a cone shape. I continued watching for 45 minutes to an hour while relaxing on my hammock. I called my husband to seek his opinion on what it could be, and he even began looking for our telescope. I observed the object until sunrise, believing it was hovering over the water, possibly observing the Texas City power plants. Interestingly, I had seen the same object in the same location about 15 years ago when I lived in San Leon on the canal. As the haze set in, I lost sight of it, so I waited. During this time, I noticed two streaks of smoke resembling those behind an airplane. Upon closer inspection with my binoculars, they revealed two large, bright disc-shaped lights. These lights had the same color as the sunrise, and peculiarly, the smoke trails remained the same size following the lights until they disappeared into the sunrise. This was distinct from the typical trails that lengthen, spread out, and fade away in the sky. I am unsure whether these were the same two lights in the cone or entirely different. I plan to investigate further once the sky clears before daybreak. I also observed a plane flying toward the cone, swiftly passing under and around it at approximately 6 a.m., heading toward Galveston. I wish I had captured more video of the two desks and smoke trails, but they disappeared rapidly. Has anyone else witnessed this? It says 8:26:23, UFO-shaped changing. Duration lasted until sunrise, about 7 a.m. Wow, sounds like quite a long sighting. I'll just remind you that I have had to go through and do a little bit of editing on some of these just to make them easier to read, but you can definitely check these out at the Ko-Fi and the locals website. This is from Huntington, Texas. It says, every night there are anywhere from 6 to 10 objects around. They sit in one spot, then fly to another. They are very bright, and some appear amber. You can definitely distinguish them from the stars. They are low in the sky, very strange things to see. I'm curious about what they are. It also seems like some stay on the same grid, but all move up, down, and in and out. It feels like they are observing, but I could be wrong. However, they are there. Check it out for yourself. Some fly around with no flashing lights, but do have sound, while others have flashing lights. They are not planes. I watch them nightly. Please give me an opinion on what it could be, possibly. It's kind of scary. Dated 8/23/23, 8:34 p.m. UFO-shaped disc. Yeah, that is a little scary, actually. Rockwell, Texas, it says, appear to be military HARP antenna being towed by unknown vehicle. Seen them several times. Flies like a dragon kite. Looks like an antenna system being towed across the sky at different altitudes. Others are ball-shaped vehicles with circular vapor trail through atmosphere. That's 8:22:23, 9:48 p.m. UFO-shaped orb. Yeah, that's strange. Here's one from Lakeway, Texas. It says, walked outside, noticed the lights immediately. Vertical straight pattern from 5,000 to 15,000 feet. They vanished one by one. We walked outside to the back to let the dogs potty. We noticed the lights immediately as we looked to the west, northwest, as they were bright lights slightly drifting upwards in a vertical straight line. They were about 5,000 to 15,000 feet, maybe even less. There were two separate airplane lights that were at higher altitudes on both sides to reference this. It looked like they were trying to achieve greater separation from each other. As they got into position, they all disappeared. The top one disappeared first, and then the next one lower from the top. It was in sequence, highest to lowest, as they all disappeared, one after the other, in about a half a second to one whole second. Just found this site and would appreciate feedback as to others in this area seeing this as well. And that's from Lakeway, Texas, 8/18/23, 10 p.m. Shape light, lasted 8 to 10 seconds. Really strange. Here's one from West Lake Hills, Texas. Says, I observed a yellow glowing cylinder with a dome on top and a ring of light around it, approximately the size of an ottoman. Initially, I thought I saw headlights reflecting in my window, but they kept getting closer and closer. Then the lights shone on my window with blinds, and the white light was so bright that it was almost blinding. Suddenly, this yellow drone-like object with a 3D base resembling a cylinder and a dome on top raced toward me. I could see shadows reflected on my wall, and I closed my eyes due to intense brightness. When I opened them again, the object was gone. It's possible it disappeared or flew upward. I did hear a faint humming noise. I'm uncertain if the lights on the ring were connected to the base. Well, it seemed like it could be something domestic. It was too large and technologically advanced to be someone's personal drone. I couldn't find any images of anything similar online, and it was also the fastest drone I've ever seen. Date 8/18/23, 4:30 a.m. UFO-shaped cylinder, lasted 3 seconds. That's kind of a strange one. Another one of these up-close and personal UFO visitations. And no, I don't think it was a drone either. This is from Corpus Christi, Texas. It says, it looked like a sailboat-type shape with red lights. A very big humming sound woke me up, and I lay there trying to figure out what it was. I got up, looked out the window, and pressed my face against the window to see if it was vibrating. When I looked back up to the sky, I saw this object that was kind of rectangular shape, but oddly, it looked like a sailboat with red lights around it. It was a pretty big object. By the way, even as far away as it was, when it disappeared from my sight a few seconds later, the humming stopped. I was so shocked for a few seconds I couldn't move, and I didn't have time to grab my camera off my nightstand to take a picture. I couldn't go back to sleep the rest of the night and felt like I needed to tell somebody about this. I did check the flight radar app on my phone to see if any airplanes or helicopters were in the vicinity of our home, and there were none. Maybe a small training plane from the Naval Air Station, but nothing that was near the size of what I saw. I would like to know what it was if you could tell me. Dated April 18th, 2023, 3 a.m., UFO-shaped rectangle. Wow, that's a neat one there. This is from Mesquite, Texas, and we are getting down pretty close to the end here, I think. Well, walking outside my residence, I looked up and saw the same football-sized transparent aircraft I saw 5 years ago. Seeing it the first time changed my life, but this time it was about 150 meters, so I'm guessing about 500 feet off the ground, about 300 feet out. My significant other and I saw it turning and heading north by northwest, traveling at about 300 feet per second, completely silent. Although the last time I saw it, it was far closer, about 200 feet, and only about 130 feet off the ground. When the engine started accelerating away from us, my brother and I only felt its vibrations in the air around us and closer, almost completely silent, so you could not see it if you could not hear it. It was the shape of a diamond lying horizontally and very transparent, but not entirely. I was able to gauge its distance from us due to my acute depth perception. When it took off from where my brother and I could see it, it didn't go out of the sight lines. We could see the sky. It went straight out of the atmosphere so quickly that within a matter of seconds, it was out of our sight because of the distance, easily breaching 1500 G. The human body can take, 8 to 12 times the force of gravity? If anything human was in there, they would have been reduced to mush. Well, in this very recent occurrence, it was further away and traveling the provided compass bearing, but much slower. It still exited my available sight line fairly quickly. I know more details of this aircraft because of my mentioned closer encounter in the same area, but even at that the farther distance, I am 100% sure it was the same aircraft in nature. Conclusively, I hope this report helps whoever reads this to figure out more about this strange, massive aircraft's flight plans. Wow, UFO-shaped diamond, 12:09 a.m., 8/24/20. These big, giant UFOs are the ones that are really fascinating, I think. This is from Beaumont, Texas. It says, this is actually the last one right here. It says, black triangle UFO, with three white lights on each point seen in Beaumont, Texas. I was waiting in my car to pick up a friend in a parking lot of an apartment complex located off Highway 69 near the I-10 junction in Beaumont, Texas. It was a clear night, and I was enjoying the cool weather with both windows and my sunroof open. I was with someone else, but they had just exited the car for a moment. I was just looking around, not paying much attention to anything, when what I thought was a low-flying aircraft caught my eye through the open sunroof. I looked up and saw what looked like a low-flying equilateral black triangle with bright white lights on each point, traveling along at a moderately fast pace directly behind me. It wasn't going too fast for me to be able to follow it, but at the same time, it was gliding very smoothly and much too quickly for the altitude it looked like it was at. As soon as I saw it, I got chills. I knew it was not normal. I followed its path, which was an estimated northeast to southwest direction, until it seemed to either fade away or just go too far away from me to see it, although that did not seem possible because of the clearness of the night. It made absolutely no noise that was audible to me. I almost told my friend when they came back because I was pretty shaken up, but I thought better of it. I came home, did some internet research, and was amazed to find out about the black triangle phenomena. I had no prior knowledge of this. I must add that I was completely sober and relaxed, and UFOs were the last thing on my mind at that time. I believe that what I saw was 100% real. It's definitely made a believer out of me. I'd like to know if anyone else from the area has seen similar things. In the state of 10/13/6/8:50 p.m., UFO-shaped triangle lasted 10 to 20 seconds. Well, a lot of us have seen these black triangles, I can tell you that, and I think they kind of fall into two categories. I think it's a mix between the legitimate UFOs, you know, probably other dimensional, whatever. And then I also I think there's some sort of high-level secret program going on out there. I'm not sure how much they've been able to actually weaponize the things. Otherwise, it seems like they would already be using them. It does seem like there could be kind of a mixture of both. Not really sure. I've talked about the program many times, the small black triangle that I and friends saw along a lonely highway in the middle of the night, and how the thing just seemed to almost be interacting with us as we pulled the car over to the side of the road to get up to look at it, and this thing just came drifting over at way too slow of a speed for a high-altitude airplane and went right over the top of us and took almost a right-angle turn heading to the north-northeast. It was the strangest thing we'd ever seen, and I was already a believer. I'd already had an experience. But I can tell you that my friend was just completely gobsmacked that night to see this thing, how it acted, how it almost seemed to interact with us. And so it leaves you right there kind of in the valley of indecision, as they say. You know, does this thing, is it from this world, or is it from some other place pretending to be from this world? Who knows? But I love these reports. A great job out of Texas. Lots of cool stuff being seen down there. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.